For a long time, the Republican National Committee engaged in election fraud prevention until 1982, when they were sued by the Democratic Party for targeting minorities in violation of the Voting Rights Act. The RNC signed an agreement that a federal judge has upheld through 2017, curbing its fraud prevention efforts. The absence of an official party apparatus has given rise in the last few years to independent Republican groups.
Hello, I'm Brad Zinn, co-founder and co-chair of Verify the Vote, Arizona Elections Task Force.
Verify the Vote is one such group. Its co-chairs repeatedly declined to be interviewed for this story, but a 20-minute video on their website lays out their goals. Brad Zinn, a Tea Partier, comedy magician, and reporter for the conservative news site Western Free Press, is co-chair of Verify the Vote, along with Jennifer Wright, a lawyer and former Tea Party candidate for Phoenix mayor.
In the last 4 years, we've all been made aware that there are forces at work to steal power from the people by manipulating the vote.
Wright never says who those forces are, but Verify the Vote outlines a few approaches to stop them. They want volunteers to review voter rolls and registrations, to monitor early ballot counts, and they encourage like-minded voter fraud hawks to get hired as poll workers. But by far, their biggest push is to train and deploy 5,000 poll observers across the state. In Arizona, political parties are entitled to one observer each at every polling place. Wright says while 80% of poll watchers will have a long, boring day,
upwards to 20% are going to find issues that, absent their presence, could have resulted in a fraudulent vote being cast.
It's not clear how she calculated that number, but issues around election fraud are often raised on both sides of the aisle without concrete evidence.
Yeah, that's the crux of the whole issue. It's a bunch of what-ifs.
Natasha Khan is an ASU grad student who's covered voting rights for the News 21 Project. She reported from the 2012 summit of True the Vote, a national voter fraud prevention group that inspired Verify the Vote and other offshoots in 32 states.
Nobody ever actually said that they had ever seen in person somebody committing election fraud that I spoke with. You know, it was just a lot of anecdotal, like, well, I know in my county there are illegal immigrants voting. Okay, how do you know that?
Stories about busloads of ineligible voters have circulated widely. Though reports of fraud often go unconfirmed, fraud prevention activists say poll watchers are essential. Brad Zinn from Verify the Vote says it's impossible to prove a negative.
So we can't tell you what won't happen if you are there, or what you might have prevented from happening if you are there. However, we can pretty much assure you that if you're not there, those that wish to unfairly influence the election by fraud or deceit will be doing their best to steal power through the ballot box.
Meanwhile, fraud prevention groups are providing motivation for Democrats, including Joaquin Rios, research director for the Arizona Democratic Party.
I'm not sure exactly what this organization is planning to do or whether they're planning on challenging the eligibility of voters on a widespread scale. We have seen that in other parts of the country in the past. And if they do that, then we're going to be prepared.
Rios wants to make sure voters know they can't be turned away from a polling place and that they can cast a provisional ballot if their name doesn't show up on the list.
We're going to be recruiting attorneys from all across Arizona who are going to be on call on election day to deal with any incidents of voter intimidation or any efforts by any individuals to try and discourage voter turnout or to try and suppress the vote.
But Verify the Vote doesn't think it's suppressing any legitimate voters. They see poll watchers as upholding the founding principles of the United States.
One day when your children or grandchildren ask you, where were you when America needed you? You'll be able to answer them. I was there. I answered the call of liberty on Election Day 2012.
But in this fight, liberty is in the eye of the beholder. In Phoenix, I'm Nick Blumberg.